What's up, Chris Bond?
I don't have the Siri.
Man, nothing.
We just talked to Dave Van Horn, and he sounded the same as always.
He sounded a little more upbeat to me.
You think
he
sounded more upbeat?
I thought so.
I thought he did, too. A little more upbeat than what I heard him at the two press conferences down in Hoover last week after the games.
He had a five-hour energy this morning.
He had something.
So, Chris, he talked about how the league obviously gets the team ready for anything, everything and everything, and just a lot of close losses, some injuries this year, a lot of balls not bouncing their way. So he could have seen it go a lot of different ways. What's your take on where they landed in the regional and the matchup?
Well, I think, I don't know. I still like their chances at winning a regional. I think, but I haven't broken down all of them to kind of see, like, well, where would have been the best possible spot for them. But I think if they're healthy, I think with their pitching, I still think they have an opportunity to make a nice little run. So, I feel good.
Do you feel good? Yeah. What do you got? Can we get any kind of prediction, anything based on? They said he's throwing Baxendale on Friday, and then he's going to see what happens with Rice.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of like when we talked to him on Monday, you know, Baxendale's pitching. He's kind of pitching now like what they thought he was going to do for the year. And, you know, he started out kind of slow, but Baxendale seems like he's pitching well right now. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, assuming they win, that he'll maybe go with Stanek for that next game. So, you know, Cade Lynch being out with the headaches, with the migraines, that hurts them a little bit out of the bullpen. I shouldn't even say a little bit. I mean, that's a pretty significant loss if he's not able to throw. But, you know, there's still some pretty good depth there. You know, and Fant's a guy they can throw and get some quality innings out of. So as long as they can score some runs and get some hits when people are on base, like we've talked about all year, I think they could make a nice little run.
Chris Bond, ArkansasSports360.com, joining us. Fantastic website. Does a great job of updating it daily and sometimes almost hourly, and he's on Twitter. Great Twitter feed. What are you, _ Chris Bond?
Oh, it's just at C-Bond.
At C-Bond. At C-Bond is a great Twitter follow. That's how I keep up with most of my stuff, Chris. I hope you don't mind.
I'm glad you do. More people should do it. And, you know, we got the ArkSports 360 Twitter feed as well.
So right.
That out.
But I love your every once in a while your old school hip hop drop in, so I got to keep going with this at C-Bond.
Excellent.
Earlier in the show, Trey and I discussed the SEC meetings and the football coaches. Of course, the SEC football coaches want to propose the 4-team playoff to include the best teams in the country and not be tied to conference champions. No surprise there. No surprise, Big Ten commissioner, Pac-12. They want to have the conference champ tie-ins. There's no secret why. It's all about money. And certainly we all think, clearly, that it should be the top 4 teams, 1-4. No, Steve Spurrier had said it should be 1-8 instead of a 1-4. Which way do you think it's going to fall eventually when this all goes down?
I think it winds up being 1-4. And I think the SEC and I'm assuming the Big 12 will be on board with them with this because they have kind of that partnership now. But I think it'll be 1-4. And, I mean, I think it'll be a 4-team playoff, and I think it'll be your top 4 teams. I don't think the +1 model that Larry Scott's thrown out there or the conference champs only, I don't think there will be enough support for that. But it's going to be an interesting kind of, you know, power struggle to watch them work through. And I think ultimately the SEC gets its way. I think Nick Saban brought up a great point yesterday. Yeah, the SEC's kind of been dominant lately, but these things go in cycles. And, you know, eventually someone else, you know, besides the SEC will get into the top 4.
There's no question. And I was even frustrated of the current model where 1 plays 2, and I think 3 should play 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way down. It pains me to see Virginia Tech and Michigan in a Sugar Bowl with that kind of payout when you got Arkansas sitting at number 5 and they go to the Cotton Bowl. Nothing against the Cotton Bowl, but come on. Why can't they change that? Enough with these tie-ins.
that needs to be tweaked, and I think you'll see, depending, because the bowl structure on some level will continue to exist, but I think you'll see a tweak to who gets to go to what bowls, and I think that's part of the Big 12 and the SEC partnering up, you know, for this new bowl is it gives them the opportunity to send, you know, their next best team that's not in the national championship, send that next best team to a really good bowl and not have what happened with what the Sugar Bowl happened this year.
Chris, one last thing for you, and we're actually going to have Coach Shoemaker on at the other side of this break. He's going to talk about Razorback football camps. Another interesting item from it is just two sentences. Basketball coaches finalizing 18-game schedule, put teams back into divisions. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. But good. I thought that no division thing was lousy, and I thought the reasoning behind it was kind of silly. They thought that would help the league get more teams into the tournament, but I think what would help the league get more teams in the tournament is
better teams.
Better teams. South Carolina not being awful, and I mean, Arkansas has had its struggles. I'm glad they're going back to division. I hope that gets
finalized. It's also going to change the way the SEC tournament is played because games are going to start on Wednesday now.
Yeah, because you got more. I guess you got more teams. Yeah.
14 teams,
and that's it. Yeah. That's how we used to follow it too. You know, the East, the West. Overall, I like that part of it better. I thought the Big East got so just messed up with all those teams. And I don't know. I guess we'll see how it shakes out. I agree with both of you guys. I don't really know if it affects teams getting into the tournament or not. So Mississippi State still didn't get in. Of course, they sucked. They didn't deserve to. But that's another story.
Perpetually underachieving Mississippi State.
Yeah, no question. Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. And I'm giving you the rest of the day off. How's that?
Hey, man, that sounds good. Time to work on football preview stuff. That's coming soon. So,
amen, brother. Hopefully we'll talk to you on Friday.
Yeah, sounds great.